Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Sarah Laurie, Kevin Knox, Leanne Sear, and Kira Dent, all here to talk about AmeriCorps and all the work that is done here in Sitka with this program. Thank you all for piling on in the studio this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Erin.
So to start off with, for folks who may not be familiar with just what exactly AmeriCorps is as a program, what they do, can I get a little Spark Notes history version of who is AmeriCorps as a group?
Yeah, thanks, Erin. I'll try to keep that brief. AmeriCorps is a national federal program and operates all across the United States. Was formed from an ethic of service and it's gone through several different iterations through different presidents. In its current form, it's 32 years old, has been in Sitka 18 years, and I've been the program director for 8 of those years, and just about serving your community and your fellow citizens.
Wow, I had no idea it had been around for 32 years. That's an amazing, amazing history to the program. And a number of you, Kevin and Leanne, you are part of, I guess, the hosts of AmeriCorps volunteers coming in to help serve their communities, many coming from far outside of Sitka, some as AmeriCorps members from the community itself. So why has AmeriCorps been something that you've reached out to? Why has this been a valuable part of your programming?
For the city of Sitka, it's a really valuable piece of the work that we end up being able to do within the community, and in particular in Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. Kira and our former service members have done great work in community outreach and also just kind of focusing on their strengths in serving within the community. Like both Kira and our former AmeriCorps, Alan, both have a great knack for working with young kids and doing STEM and STEAM work. Mm-hmm. So they both have provided a really fun after-school program at Hoots. And also both of them will help us with our summer programs in our summer camp. And again, playing to strengths that they brought into into their service here. So, yeah, and it's an invaluable piece of the work that we get to do at Parks and Rec.
So, you're saying playing to their strengths. So, coming in to help fill a specific job need, but also knowing that okay, we have a couple boxes we need checked, but also knowing this is a whole human of fresh ideas that we're going to take advantage of as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And playing to people's strengths is, you know, a key piece in workforce development or just, you know, job mentoring or other things like that, and being able to really grow a program the best you can. You know, mm-hmm. you don't want to have somebody coming in who's, you know, really great at accounting and thrust them into, you know, early childhood education or something like that, right?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, kind of an extreme example, but being able to, you know, make the job fun is a big piece of it too. I mean, this is service, mm-hmm. But you also, that playing to the strength of an individual member makes it fun for them. So,
yeah, you want to have success on both sides of things.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And Leanne, so you are coming in from AMC. So we've had AmeriCorps serving in the public space with city government. On the nonprofit side of things, how has AmeriCorps as a program and with your volunteers, how has that been a part of helping AMC's mission come through?
Well, with our current position that we advertised, it was a youth survival educator. So as you guys know from AMC, you know, we provide marine safety training, and a lot of that is with commercial fishing and with adults. But it's really important to train children, of course. They're the ones that are sponges that are more capable of change. And so we really want to foster marine safety at a young age. But sadly, that's, you know, the youth program we have the least amount of funding for. So really our other programs in some ways, you know, kind of allow for us to teach youth. So we thought bringing in AmeriCorps could really just expand that program. And so Romy, our current AmeriCorps, she's about to teach in some communities that we haven't been to in years.
Oh, awesome.
Angoon, Cake, Pelican, Huna. So they're just, you know, she coordinated those classes. She made those happen where it was just a lot of reaching out to these communities, a lot of back and forth, and now she's going out and going to be teaching in those communities. So it's just, you know, schools really struggle to pay for marine safety training. So if we can make that affordable for them, it's just an amazing service for the entire state.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we're looking out a window and we're seeing the ocean. Every family is going to have marine safety, whether or not you own a boat. It is a pretty paramount thing to have top of mind. So to be able to provide that sort of education service is awesome. And you were saying this is not something that you probably would have been able to incorporate as part of your regular programming without
right.
AmeriCorps?
Yeah, I mean, what we've been doing lately, which is amazing, is, you know, just kind of keeping it a little more local because mm-hmm. it's easier to send an instructor to, you know, Sitka, of course.
Right, just down the road is a lot easier than
is
on a plane.
To Angoon, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, it's allowed us to reach more communities. That's just one of the many things she's doing too, but
that's pretty an awesome thing. And yeah, you say to going to communities that you haven't actually been on the ground in a number of years.
Yes.
There's one thing to provide the education materials online. It's quite another thing to be able to be actually on the ground in person to provide these training skills.
Right. I mean, kids are getting in life jackets. They're learning really important survival skills.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And Kira, you are here as the actually in the flesh, real life AmeriCorps volunteer.
Yes.
And you're spending your time as part of Parks and Recreation. So give us a little background on you. So where are you coming in from? Why was AmeriCorps the avenue you've decided to take for this current chapter in life?
Yeah, I grew up just outside D.C. and then went to college up in a small town in Maine. And in my senior year, I was trying to figure out what to do after school and decided that I really wanted to spend some time kind of doing intentional service. That was one thing my school really focused on, like how can you help whatever community you're in once you leave? So AmeriCorps seemed like a great fit for that. And Sitka drew my attention in part because it is such like a small town and it had such a tight-knit community. And that was something I was really looking for as well. Moving from like the suburbs of a big city to a small town, I loved, you know, recognizing people at the coffee shops and all the small businesses. And that was something I really wanted to like continue in my life. So that brought me to AmeriCorps and to Sitka. And yeah, I really wanted to get a sense of what, you know, having a position that is like really made to help others could look like, mm-hmm. And get an idea of sort of how to continue that throughout the rest of my life.
Right. And so when you were looking at AmeriCorps positions, you were looking, is it kind of like, you know, job postings as you would see on, I guess it's just a nationwide job board through AmeriCorps of these are different host sites that are looking for, I guess, people with different skill sets or different interest backgrounds and their willingness to come and work in certain places?
Yeah, so I found the Sitka program from the AmeriCorps like job application portal. Mm-hmm. When I applied to Sitka, when I first kind of sent in my interest, I actually didn't know what specific host site I was going to be applying to.
Okay.
But Sitka kind of, the description, you know, talking about working with kids, and then where Sitka was, the small community were all things that interested me.
Okay.
So then after my initial kind of application, Sarah reached out and I got to see the different host sites that were still open. And I really liked Parks and Rec because of kind of the connection to community. Working with kids after school interested me a lot over in school. I've really enjoyed the aspect of my service where I do a lot of, you know, work communicating with partner organizations, and just going out in town and meeting people and making those connections and being able to kind of ingrain myself into community as best as I can.
So where are you in your tenure with the position with Parks and Rec?
About almost 8 months now. At the end of March, I think it'll be 8 months of the 12. Yeah.
Okay. So do we want to talk about what happens at month 12? Is this something where you go on into the big wide world? Is AmeriCorps open where you could re-up a contract? How does that work?
Yeah. Sometimes you can re-up a contract with AmeriCorps, but when you do sign on, it is generally for about a year term. Okay. What comes next for me specifically is still up in the air. Still trying to figure that out.
There's some specific thoughts within our office of what she should do, but we'll leave it up to Kira.
Okay.
Some not so subtle hints about maybe staying. As of right now, I'm still not sure what's coming next. I know that at least for a little bit, I'll be going home, seeing some family, at least for a bit. But yeah, I think regardless of what comes next, if I don't stay, I think it will be hard to leave. If I do stay, I think it will be, I'll be really interested to see what comes next.
Excellent. And just one quick thing, yeah, before we wrap up is, Leanne, you are not only a host site for AmeriCorps, but you're also an AmeriCorps alumni. So in a quick sentence or three, what was your takeaway from your time with AmeriCorps? Was there some things that you really gained out of it? Some crystallizations of realization about yourself or what you were looking for in a position or in life or anything like that?
Sure. So I started in Juneau and I just fell in love with the place and the people, and AmeriCorps was a really great way to get to know the community. And I was, before AmeriCorps, I was in the academic world for many years and always was in some academic position. And then nonprofits, I feel like, do the real work. Not that academics don't, and universities are amazing. Love Sea Grant, love those extension projects. But AmeriCorps on the ground. They're really the boots on the ground for a lot of great work. I was very inspired about Southeast Alaska and the local nonprofits.
Excellent. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning. We're out of time to talk more, but thank you for coming in and shedding light on all the great work that AmeriCorps does in our community for a plethora of different organizations. If you're interested in learning more about the programs within Sitka, or maybe interested in potentially becoming a host site for an AmeriCorps volunteer yourself, you can contact you, Sarah Laurie.
Yes.
How should people get a hold of you?
Probably email is best. I'm at LaurieS@sitkaschools.org.
Excellent. So they can bug you with any information about what it means to be a host, all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's not bugging me.
Oh, perfect. Well, excellent. Sarah Laurie, Kevin Knox, Leanne Sear, and Kira Dent, thank you for coming in this morning to talk about AmeriCorps.
Thank you.
Thank you.